Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 18th day of December 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just another cold-ass winter day. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, we've got the big Amtrak crash there at DuPont, Washington, and our first article, if you don't know the train's crashed, you just ain't been looking at any kind of news, I guess. It's pretty much dominated. But, they up to six people killed, and, man, it just looks pretty tragic. Anyways, we got here 2 weeks ago. Lakewood, Washington mayor predicts deadly accidents from high-speed train service. And we're most certainly going to look at that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
It's easier not to be what? Measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I read to you here, save your eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. Greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we got here 2 weeks ago. Lakewood, Washington mayor predicts deadly accident from high-speed train service. This is from Como News, dated December 4th, 2017. Just 2 weeks ago, the mayor of Lakewood, just north of DuPont, where the Amtrak train derailed, warned there would be accidents if this were to go through. City leaders have a chilly reception to a new high-speed rail plan for Amtrak trains that starts running later this month. The idea is to use the Sound transit tracks that cut through the city and open them up to Amtrak trains. However, huge safety concerns remain. State transportation workers came to Lakewood Monday night to share progress on the bypass project. Right now, passenger trains, including Amtrak Cascades, must slow down due to curves and single track tunnels on the BNSF Railway main line tracks near Point Defiance and along southern Puget Sound. This project reroutes passenger trains to a bypass rail line along I-5. The proposed route is the same that Sound Transit uses for Sounder commuter rail service to Lakewood. Recent track upgrades will allow Amtrak to send its locomotives through at 79 miles an hour. City officials in Lakewood have long been worried about the dangers residents could face as these trains race through the city. We want to make sure as many people as possible understand what's going on, understand we are starting a new service on December 18th, and ensure that we know how to stay safe around the railroad tracks, said Janet Macon. Well, if it leaves the tracks, it's not very safe either. Amtrak said the bypass route saves railway passengers. Are you ready for what, death and destruction for about 10 minutes and improves on-time reliability? And this thing, what I'm getting out of it, what they're showing on the local news up there and down here, well, on the Fox down here, but we looked at the local news up there. And it looks like maybe this train was doing, well, you know, 81 miles an hour around a 30-mile-an-hour corner. I don't know. I sure am glad that I wasn't on the I-5 when it came crashing down onto the freeway, because, man, wow. And they said it was during rush hour, so you got to believe that the damn freeway was packed. Wow. Anyways, somebody must have known about safety concerns. And, you know, this was an old, freight train route. This one, I mean, that's been there forever. And I've driven under it hundreds of times. And somebody, you know, the guy had come up 2 weeks ago and said, you know, something could be bad happening here with this. Makes you want, I mean, they're kind of nibbling around the edges, telling you what safety concerns they actually had. And I think that maybe the freeway, you know, being right there, the freeway and running that fast, well, I guess something happened. I will find out more. Of course, they had a news briefing just before I came up here at a transportation department, the federal transportation department. The lady comes out and she, you know, stands up there and she says, we've sent a team there to investigate. Now I'll take questions. And every question if that was answered with, well, we don't know, we just sent a team there to investigate. I mean, what a waste of time. I guess to say we had a news conference, there was no questions answered. But I feel bad for the people who were on that train. I wouldn't have wanted to have been today. And so the same line they run down, and when my children come down here on the train from up there, and they were thinking about doing it this Christmas, but I guess that's going to be out of the cards. That being said, we got other fish to fry this morning. Okay, the Bundy trial, special report from Washington Representative Matt Shea. This is Washington State Representative Matt Shea on 12/14/17. It was sent in by Wade for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And, you know, this goes into, well, the criminality of what happened, you know, with the Bundys. But it also, you know, the reason I'm bringing it up, because I listened to it this morning. Mark played it over the morning intelligence report over on the micro effect. And the commentary, you know, you listen to these people. We all know what's wrong with this country. It is that the Bill of Rights has been removed. We've been put under a draconian form of admiralty law. It is absolutely admiralty law. It is, all of it's illegal, but you don't hear, nobody's going to talk about this, because getting things back to where they need to be means that there's going to be a class of people just like there was before the communists took over, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, and they're going to, they see, they don't, what you're going to get from this is that it's not that these things have to be removed, that they can never be put in place, like the BLM, the Forest Service, all of these illegal government agencies. But it's just, they're not working for, well, the people, which is, well, the ranchers, the loggers, and the farmers, not the people, industry. The industries, the local industries, who the local power control. And anyway, we'll be stopping and talking about this through it, but we're going to jump on it here and see what, because it's a bit long. We'll probably have to stop at the bottom of the yard, but we're going now.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing with Readout News. You've been doing a wonderful job covering the trial down in Nevada. I would like to first start. Some of the things I'm going to be talking about today are extremely serious, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I think you'll see why here in a second I'm about to say what I'm about to say. I have never had in my entire life ever any inclination to commit suicide. I have never in my entire life taken inappropriate pictures and stored them on my computer. In fact, I've had my computer forensically searched for such images. And generally speaking, I love my wife dearly, and we have a wonderful and happy marriage. So with that, everybody's like, whoa, what do you have to say? Well, I want to start with a couple of things. First, there's a very important principle that I would like to start out with, of kind of why what I'm about to say is so important to the American people, and it's this. The people of this state, and this comes from Washington State's Public Records Act, the people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies that serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. People insist on remaining informed so that they may maintain control over the instruments that they have created.
Now, right there. Now, he's not talking about the fact that these, all of this bureaucracy, all of this this federal power, this state power is illegitimate. It's just that the right, they're not, the people aren't controlling it. It could never exist. If it had never existed, it could have never become a problem for us, but it was never a problem for them. It was an asset. Now, one thing that Kornke brought up this morning, a comment he made was that you always see during these Democratic administrations, this heavy-handed, you know, where they really come out and they go after the people. Well, I disagree with you there, Mark, because when the BLM, which was created by these very same people who are bitching about it right now, when it first started closing the national forests, the goddamn public lands off to me, that was George Bush Jr., And they came in, but it was, you know, it was for the good old boy ranchers, farmers, and loggers, you know, so that they could, what they did was they did, you know, cut the roads to like mountains. Now, these people had the ranches right adjacent to the public lands. So when they cut my access off to it, what they were doing is just turning the whole goddamn thing over to them. They all had keys for the gates that they put across them. And then the elk and the deer that, you know, lived on the mountain, well, come around hunting time, then they're selling them. They're selling hunting trips to come on their ranches and then the deer to come down that ain't been touched because nobody else can go there and hunt them because they've got an exclusive on it through the BLM. And there's $1,000 a pop, you know, to get these goddamn elk and deer that these ranchers just get a scoop. And when it was all for them, and the loggers the same. Right now, there are roads right around here where I live. You can go out there, and it's gated across. You can't go on it. But there's a lock on it. And the local people that are out there logging, now you're out there, you know, I can't drive on these roads. I might mess them up in the wintertime. But these people, they got keys to that gate to take their log trucks. And there are cats out there which don't hurt the public roads, but I think it's just they don't want you to go back in there and see what the hell they're doing to your properties. To see the wealth being extracted as you go hungry. Back to it. And keep in mind, listen to these people, what they're saying. Because, you know, Trump's going to take care of this. This is exactly what I said it was at the beginning. This is the Masonic Dirty Church cabal. They want the goddamn power back. They're the ones that put Trump in. They don't want none of this goddamn illegal agencies without zero consent from the people that are running roughshod over us. They just want them to be running roughshod over us for them. See, they'll have their rights. They'll have their lives. They'll get to enjoy their lives, and they'll lord over you. That just like they have since the inception of this country.
...have created. And that ultimately is the crux of what I am about to talk about today, since it does involve the Bureau of Land Management. Specifically here in Washington State, the Bureau of Land Management has approximately 435,000 acres under its management. Also, it has many interactions with some of our state agencies and also, obviously, our citizens here in Washington State. One of the very important things to me is that when you are a servant of the government, as we have seen, a servant of the people, as we have seen in recent news stories, you are held to a higher standard. Because you are a servant of the people, not a servant of the government. That's an important point for what I'm about to talk about. The interesting thing that I have seen over the years is that there has been a flipping of that, where a lot of people that are in the government...
Where the flipping has gone on, it isn't you and me. This is the power elite of the state. Owning the politicians and controlling this whole thing. The things that have happened to the Bundys, I mean, the outrages they have suffered. You know, people have had the shit beaten out of them right here in the woods where I live because they were out there and they had a gun and when these pricks come up on them, it's none of your business what I got a gun. Tase, beat the hell out of you. Keep you off them lands for these son of a bitches. When he says when he's talking about they're not answering to the people, he doesn't mean you. You don't exist. It's like when I talked about, you know, the fact that I was going to go over and help the Hammonds, and I made that offer. I mean, you militia, you anti-government people, these people are pro-government. It just has to be under their control because they want you under their control. We have to get rid of all of these goddamn sons of bitches and get it back down till each man is equal to each other man beside him, where they don't compound their wealth together and use it to oppress you. They do, all they're pissed about, you know, when the Cornkey talks about the communists coming in and they come after us. Yeah, you finally get to see it, because the communists are doing to you what you were doing to us. And that's a goddamn fact. I've seen it with my own eyes all my life.
The governing authorities have felt like they don't serve the people serve them, and it's just not that way. And so today I would like to break some information that I have obtained. It is a correspondence between Special Agent Larry C. Wooten to Andrew D. Goldsmith, who's the Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. And recently we've heard, and you've reported on rumors, that there has been a move to dismiss the case against the Bundys down in Nevada. And what I am about to tell you is probably one of the reasons why. And it has to do with the unethical, potentially illegal behavior that was highlighted by Special Agent Wooten as a whistleblower.
People, the illegal behavior is the existence of the BLM in the first place. There is no authority for any of these goddamn agencies. The illegal behavior was removing the common law courts. You see, people like this are the ones I come up on the site and I say, you know, you do realize that under the War Powers Act, my Bill of Rights has been suspended. My common law courts have been removed across this land, and I've been reduced to a level of servitude. Is that all right with you? And these guys here, it's all right with them, because it's not going to affect them. They want it, like I said, they want it back like they had it, with them being the elite instead of the international communists. That's the only goddamn difference. These people are the frickin' enemy.
As a whistleblower, in an email that, or it looks like an email, that we have confirmed the veracity of. And I want to just give you a little bit of a taste reading from this email of what Special Agent Wooten brought up as problems we found in the Bureau of Land Management, specifically in regards to the investigation of the Bundy family. Quote, I routinely observed in the investigation revealed a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, incredible bias, unprofessionalism and misconduct, as well as likely policy, ethical, and legal violations among senior and supervisory staff at the BLM's Office of Law Enforcement and Security. When I reported these issues, my supervisor seemed generally unsurprised and uninterested and was dismissive and seemed unconcerned. Now, I want to set the stage a little bit here. Apparently, Special Agent Wooten was the case agent or the lead investigator for this case. Here's another quote from him. The longer the investigation went on, the more extremely unprofessional, familiar, racy, vulgar, and bias-filled actions, open comments, and inappropriate electronic communications I was made aware of or I personally witnessed, end quote. He then continues, quote, the ridiculousness of the conduct, unprofessional, amateurish, carnival atmosphere, openly made statements and electronic communications tended to mitigate the defendant's culpability and cast a shadow of doubt of inexcusable bias, unprofessionalism, and embarrassment on our agency, end quote. This is where it gets very incredible, because Special Agent Wooten brings up some very serious allegations against his own agency, and I want to kind of highlight what those are, and then I would like to go through what specifically is written in this correspondence. First, Special Agent Wooten says that there was the treatment of the Bundys in a manner that suggested they wanted to see a couple members of the Bundy family either dead or harmed. And I want to be very specific about what he said about that in here. The second thing that's brought up is that there was an apparent withholding of exculpatory evidence that Mr. Wooten had brought to the attention of the...
And people, I'll tell you what, they every day... I mean, before these people even would cop to a problem could exist, they were doing this to the regular folk, the common people out here, you know, the goyim.
To the attention.
In the courts. And, I mean, all in every aspect of the government bureaucracy. I mean, just exculpatory evidence, well, we've talked about it long before this, haven't we? You know, the judge just isn't going to allow that in. It's just that it got pushed this time because they had the money to bring it out in the open, but they didn't give a shit when it was happening to you and me. Keep that in mind.
The attention of his supervisors. Next was that there was allegations of sexual misconduct inside the BLM's law enforcement arm, and that also there were indeed at Bundy Ranch snipers that had been deployed. Now, it's interesting because I personally have been witness.
I'll tell you guys something. Snipers were deployed to Ruby Ridge, Idaho, too. A sniper killed Vicky Weaver, shot her right through the head. A sniper shot Kevin Harris. Shot him through the shoulder. A sniper shot Randy Weaver. But, you know, these things here, that was back when they were in control, and it wasn't no big deal. You know, them goddamn anti-government people, they just got what they deserved, didn't they?
They've been witnessing the news reports that have been out there, some of the things you've been breaking, that snipers were, in fact, maybe not there. And that was the government's position in a previous hearing. This document very clearly is the smoking gun. Not only in this case, but I believe an indictment of BLM itself and maybe even potentially the prosecutors that are involved in this case. And I want to read again some of the things that are in here because some of it is so outrageous that I will be sending a letter very specifically to Congress. We'll be sending a letter to Secretary Zinke and the Trump administration so that they can take the appropriate action and prosecute.
And you guys think they're going to take, well, I don't know. They've got their boy in there, and there sure is a fight at the top for control, isn't there?
Prosecute the bad actors and for some of the behavior that has occurred inside the BLM.
And you can most certainly see that they're greasing all the right people. I mean, I got an article, Goldman Sachs finds tax reform will greatly benefit. There's a big, huge payoff for this. They're buying their way back in. This is mafia shit, people.
BLM. I also want to be very specific that the Trump administration is probably going to be blindsided by this, as I was blindsided.
Do you for one second believe that the Trump administration doesn't understand every aspect of what's going on out there under that Uranium One deal? Because that's really what's at the heart of all of this. You understand that? Trump doesn't know about the Hammonds bullshit. Trump doesn't know about the Bundys bullshit. Trump doesn't know that it's an illegal prosecution bullshit. This is just the power struggle, and I think he's their boy, and I think they're expecting him to perform. We'll see.
Blindsided by this information coming to me, and I believe that they have been doing the right thing when they have been given the facts, and I have every confidence the Trump administration is going to do the right thing in this case to bring those to justice that have either violated.
Now, the right thing would be to remove the BLM as the illegal agency that it is, to remove the EPA, the Forest Service, every illegal agency created without the consent of the people. But really what he's saying here is the right thing would be to turn that BLM back over to those local yokels and their billions so that they can just go on oppressing the people in their own little way and taking everything for themselves.
Violated the letter of the law or the spirit of the law or policies internal to BLM. So let me go down a couple of these things that are in this correspondence, again from Special Agent Wooten. Quote, the misconduct caused considerable disruption in the workplace, was discriminatory, harassing, and showed clear prejudice against the defendants, their supporters, and Mormons. Oftentimes, the misconduct centered on being sexually inappropriate.
See, that's where they stepped over the line, because the Mormon church is a part of the dirty church and a part of the Masonic cabal. And this is why you're going to see something happen, because, man, I'll tell you what, you don't step on the toes of the dirty church. I mean, they've been betrayed by the Masonic Lodge and a handful of the goddamn communists that infiltrated. But they want their power back, people. They want it. They want their exclusive power back. And it has nothing to do with your Bill of Rights. You won't hear that word, the Bill of Rights, talked about.
Profanity, appearance, / body shaming, and likely violated privacy and civil rights. Next, he says,
privacy and civil rights. A civil right is granted by the government. A civil right can be given or taken away. Civil right, that's 14th Amendment shit. That's when the dirty church, Masonic cabal, took total control and started calling us their subjects. And this guy is a part of it. He's a representative in the state legislature in Washington look what they've done with the gun laws up there. Nobody's been arrested. You did get a hold of Trump about that, didn't you?
He says, extreme bias and degrading flyers, extremely biased and degrading flyers were also openly displayed and passed around the office. A booking photo of Cliven Bundy was and is inappropriately, openly, prominently, and proudly displayed in the office of a potential trial witness and my supervisor, and an altered, degrading suspect photos were put in the office presentation by his supervisor. End quote. The next quote is, quote, my supervisor even instigated the unprofessional monitoring of jail calls between defendants and their wives without prosecutor or FBI consent for the apparent purpose of making fun of the...
This is done daily at the county jail down here. Oh, it's been this way for 20 years at least. Make no mistake.
...fun of the post-arrest telephone calls between Idaho defendants slash FBI targets, end quote. That is an extraordinary statement, that they are admitting what seems to be a very clear violation of, if not policy, the spirit or letter of the law. I also find it very interesting as well that they were putting things up in the office when some of those members of that office had to testify.
We're going to hold it right there. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll pick this up on the other side. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Scheid via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Scheid. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by J.B. and the Moonshine Band. And Katie sent that in. Thanks, Katie. All righty. We were on this, listening to this piece, Bundy Trial Special Report from Washington Representative Matt Shaw, 12-14-17. And we're going to see what their solutions are. We've seen what their problem is. Their problem is they don't control the bureaucracies anymore, so they can run roughshod over the rest of us and take everything for themselves. Let's see what their,
I think there are some very clear rules that say you should not do that for many different reasons. I will move next to some more comments that he had and then get into something that is probably the most shocking part of this entire correspondence. Quote, this carnival, inappropriate, and childish behavior didn't stop with the directed bias and degradation of subjects of investigation. BLM law enforcement supervisors also openly talked about and gossiped about private employee personnel matters, such as medical conditions, work performance, marriage issues, religion, punishments, internal investigations, and derogatory opinions of high-level BLM supervisors. He also says, quote, there was a religious test of sorts, and he was personally asked, quote, you're not a Mormon, are you?
See, the Mormon Church has put a lot of money and power, and they're getting, see, they've still got their juice in this country. This is, like, I totally believe that Trump was put in by these charlatans. I mean, the whole act, you know, coming out with all the, everybody, even the good Republicans, everybody, no, don't vote for him. I mean, the people were, are at a point of where they're just, you know, this shit has to stop. And so, you know, they acted like they were against him and everything. And once he got in there, then here comes Steve Mnuchin, Goldman Sachs, right into the White House. What the hell is his name? I'm trying to think of his name. Wilbur Ross, Rothschilds, straight into the White House. And everybody, you know, they had to put their power base in place before they started twisting things back around. Now, what they want to do here, they don't want to restore the common law courts and the people's power. What they want to do is restore their power over the admiralty in the state and at the local level so that they can run goddamn things, like I said, and have it all their way and everything that, you know, all of the resource go to them. And we can just work for them. If we kiss their ass and bow to them correctly, we can work for them. I don't got no more use for these sons of bitches than I do for the communists.
Are you? And he was told, quote, I bet you think I'm going to hell, end quote. He continues, quote, that the investigation also indicated that on multiple occasions, former BLM special agent in charge, Love, specifically and purposely ignored U.S. Attorney's Office and BLM's civilian management direction and intent, as well as Nevada state official recommendations, in order to command the most intrusive, oppressive, large-scale, and militaristic trespass cattle impound possible, end quote. I want to comment on that for a second.
If they were trespassing on the public lands, it was the people they were trespassing on, not some rancher who claims the whole goddamn the whole state as his grazing rights, you know, as his property for grazing. It was an intrusion upon the people. And at the same time they put the BLM came in, you do realize at the same time they were rounding up the Bundy's cattle and stuff, that they were cutting all that off. They were putting up gates and stuff. They were getting ready to shut you and me out. And that would have been okay, so long as the cows could have stayed. Make no mistake about it.
Why is the Washington representative shooting his mouth off? Where the hell is the Nevada representative?
Well, you got representatives from Idaho. You got representatives from Washington. Mark, I'm just throw it out there. Just a notion. I bet he's a Mormon. Like I said, they messed with the power. I mean, do you think that? I mean, Salt Lake City, Utah. I mean, that's the capital of Utah. You think that there ain't power there? That church doesn't. I mean, that's one of the dirty churches, brother, that we talk about, that have been running roughshod over you and me, dispersing the land to their own people and just to hell with everybody else. I got to believe that they're all connected through Mormonism. That's all. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, Harry Reid's a Mormon. You know that for damn
you
sure.
You betcha, buddy. Back to it.
Government exists to protect the rights of life, liberty, and property. And you.
Life, liberty, and property of them. I'm telling you, it's just like when Trump talks. You know, they're talking. We're talking to the middle class, and just to, and they're not even talking to them. They're talking to the rich. They're talking to the power structure. That this is when he says we, he's talking about the power, the previous power structure that the communists infiltrated and are about to overthrow. That's what we're seeing here. It's a struggle that has nothing to do with you and me. We're just property that's in the balance. That's all.
And you have now a special agent in charge questioning the handling of this situation, that it was intentionally made intrusive, oppressive, large-scale, and militaristic. We have a problem in America today.
Yeah, and you're a part of it, buddy.
And those people that did this need to be held accountable for it. And I have, again, every confidence the Trump administration will do so.
You know, it's just like we were talking about Judge Roy Moore the other day and how they all come out, and, you know, just like he should have been elected. And if he had been elected, there would be less chance that we're going to go to war with them. Judge Roy Moore, you mean ran an admiralty court and violated the Bill of Rights ad nauseum? That Judge Roy Moore? But all I want to accomplish here is separating the wheat from the chaff, separating who's who in the zoo, because these people are not our friends. If right now, in the middle of all of this, they started coming down, they came and beat us down and burned our houses, these son of a bitches would support them. They arrested us, these son of a bitches would sit in those jury boxes and convict you and me, because they want to hold on. They want the power structure. They want to be your lords. That's the only difference.
It's also interesting to note that Special Agent Wooten said that he had contacted attorney Stephen Myrie and assistant United States attorney Nadia Ahmed, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Joe Willis by telephone on these issues. And as you read through the document, which we will post online here as soon as this segment is done, very specifically, he seems to imply that nothing was ever done by any of those folks. And that at the very least needs to be investigated further, if that is indeed the correct implication. But the most shocking part of this entire thing, I believe, is that the BLM law enforcement arm and one of his supervisors, quote, emailed out photographs of an arrest tracking wall in which Eric Parker and Cliven Bundy had X's through their face and body. And then he puts in quotation or in parentheses, indicating prejudice and bias in parentheses. Well, I think that's a little bit more than prejudice and bias, in my opinion. Because later in this document, he says, quote, time after time, I was told a former BLM special agent in charge loves misconduct. I was told by BLM law enforcement supervisors that he had a kill book. Every American needs to understand what I just said. You have a special agent in charge that had a kill book. Well, was that turned over to the defense? How is that due process? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
How is anything in an admiralty court due process? There was no proper complaint with a complaining party who had been injured. They don't want to talk about this. You won't hear the Bill of Rights. They don't want to remove this outrage. They want to repossess it because it's their baby.
A lot of questions this statement by Special Agent Wooten raises, but he continues, quote, as a trophy and in essence bragged about getting three individuals in Utah to commit suicide, which is why I gave the statement I did at the beginning of this.
Yes, think about how many people committed suicide, with the 2008 fraud, what they called the derivatives bubble. Thousands of people killed themselves. But these people, they didn't care about it back then because it wasn't affecting them.
LaVoy Finnegan's name was on that list, Henry.
Oh, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. I'm not, you know, what was done to them people is wrong. I've said it all along. It was a violation. But what they're going to do is it was violations of their due process in an admiralty court. If they'd had control of the goddamn courts, that could have never happened to a LaVoy Finnegan or an Ammon Bundy. But a Henry Shively, they've been doing it. That's what they built it for. So that they could oppress the people. It's just been stolen from them. They're pissed. They want it back.
of this segment, because that is a that's probably one of the most startling statements I have ever read in any investigation I've ever been a part of in the last 15 years. That is beyond startling. But he goes on and he cites the specific operations that were bragged about. Apparently, Operation Cerberus, which I don't even know what that is, but we'll find out. And I know you reported on it, I think. Also, the Failure Rock and Burning Man special event where, quote, he was unlawfully removing evidence, bragging about the number of OIG and internal investigations on him and indicating that he was untouchable, end quote. Those are some of the most shocking statements, again, that I have heard in a long time. And people may try to discredit Special Agent Wooten later, but internal to this document, he also says that he was removed from the case on February 18, 2017 by his supervisor despite his recently documented and awarded hard work and excellence and often praised performance within Bureau of Land Management. He says, quote, I am convinced that I was removed to prevent the ethical and proper further disclosure of the severe misconduct, failure to correct and report, and cover-ups by the BLM OLES supervision. Time after time, this is where he starts in about the kill book, but he goes on and says, I became convinced that my supervisor failed to properly disclose substantive and exculpatory case and witness bias-related issues to the United States Attorney General's office.
And this is done commonly every day to the common people who you never hear about it. They got their court-appointed attorneys. Their rights are, I could spend an hour just laying out for you what they do right here where I live here in Klamath County. I mean, there are no courts here. It is a goddamn, it's a thuggering down there. It's a goddamn, it's racketeering. It is a criminal organization, and it's run right out in the open here. Everybody goddamn knows it, but see, when they're the ones that planted the seed. When it was their baby, it was okay. Like I said, they're not talking, you won't hear them say one thing about the BLM being a foreign agency in this goddamn country that can't exist. They really don't want rid of all that shit. They just want back in control.
General's office, which they have a duty to disclose exculpatory evidence. And since we don't know what's happening in these sealed hearings, I suspect this is what is giving rise to all the rumors that this case is going to be dismissed. If this type of exculpatory evidence was withheld, I mean, my goodness. But it gets even more interesting when it talks about in this document that Dave Bundy's iPad likely contained remarks from BLM law enforcement officers that is potentially evidence of civil rights violations and use of excessive force. Mr. Myrie.
See, civil rights, you think that this guy doesn't know the difference? You think they don't know the difference in civil rights under the 14th Amendment and the Bill of Rights that the 14th Amendment is a running violation of? Because I'm here to tell you they do. They want it back just like it was.
Mr. Myrie, this is again talking about the attorney, the prosecutor, and my supervisor not only apparently failed to initiate the proper follow-on actions, Mr. Myrie apparently failed to notify defense counsel and also decided not to return the iPad back to Dave Bundy, even though the iPad wasn't going to be searched pursuant to a search warrant or used as evidence in trial.
Is this the same Stephen Myrie that is currently the acting U.S. attorney for the state and District of Nevada?
Yes, I believe so. It is. And then we get to the end of this document, and I will end with this. Now, there was this push by the government to make it seem like there were no snipers down there in Nevada. Now, when I went down there, it was very clear that there had been snipers there. People had pictures of them. There was a lot of talk about them. So I was kind of shocked when the government took the position that there were somehow not snipers down there. But Special Agent Wooten addresses that, quote, at least one school-trained federal sniper equipped with a scope magnified optic bolt-action precision rifle and another federal officer equipped with a scoped magnified optic large frame caliber, this 308, were in overwatch positions. Additionally, the investigation also indicated the possibility that the FBI and the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department had law enforcement snipers designated marksmen on hand for possible deployment. I want to talk about a few principles here that I have believed in and I know many Americans believe in, and that is that a sniper rifle is not due process. know, going.
No, but one of these admiralty courts that this guy controls would be for you and me. Mark it.
You know, going down there and putting sniper rifle in our country. And for those of us that have served in the United States military overseas, that is a startling statement that we had sniper.
Is it startling? I do believe it was a startling sniper that shot Vicky Weaver in the head. Is it really that startling to us or just to them?
We had sniper rifles pointed at American citizens without any due process whatsoever. It's also startling that some of these things, and I don't know what has been talked about in these sealed hearings, but it appears that some of these things and more of these things have not been disclosed to the American people. And going back to what I originally stated with the Public Records Act intent here in Washington State, these things not only need to be disclosed to the American people, I believe we have a duty to disclose them to the American people, because this right here is the smoking gun.
This is what's going to get you and I riled up to squash those communists and give the power back to the Masonic Dirty Church cabal.
That what so many people believed had actually gone on behind the scenes in Nevada actually did go on behind the scenes, at least according to Special Agent Wooten.
Status quo. That's the way it's been. It's been that way for 40 years, people. And they, when it was them doing it, it was okay.
And because of that, again, I am going to be taking action on this. We have, again, 435,000 BLM acres in Washington State. And in our oversight capacity in the legislature.
See? BLM acres. He's not saying it can't be. It's just, it's got to be run the right way by the right people, don't you know? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like listening to Fox News, for fuck's sakes. I mean, he's talking, but he's not saying anything.
Well, he's saying a plenty. I mean, this is made to, I mean, this whole thing, it should rile you and me up and say that BLM's got to be turned back over to the right people. It's got to be straightened out. Not it cannot be here. It is illegal. It is an illegal agency. You can have no authority over the people. The BLM, the government can't own these large tracts of land out in the West. They can only own small parcels of land for post offices and military bases and such as described in the Constitution. Like I said, these people are the ones that originally went out and captured all this land for the BLM to put it under the federal authority, hence under them. They were just betrayed by the communists.
Yeah, they just use the Bundy thing to hide their bullshit. You know, they're just trying to, you know, it's just all bullshit.
No, it's not to hide anything. It is to try and get the world control back away from the communists, back into the hands of the people who had it before the communists welded it out of their hands. See, this whole idea has been, you know, they're paying people to keep us under control. And this communist system seemed like a real good idea to them. Boy, it's draconian, beats the people down, and removes the Bill of Rights. I mean, this was under Roosevelt, you know, with the War Powers Act and shit. And it was a real good deal for them. I mean, to just piss on their Bill of Rights. We can take everything, keep them beat down. And we got, you know, this is a good system. We're going to try it. But that system turned on them. It turned because that's what communism does. It was coming. Like I talked about this when Trump first started running. I said, they're coming after these guys. That's why you're seeing this crazy thing happening with reality show host coming up in this, you know, this carnival barker and put him into place. And man, the people, just any goddamn thing, but one of them that they're putting up, it's good. And then have them come out even on the, you know, both sides of the false left right paradigm. And, you know, no, don't, we can't have, no, not Trump. And just looking at each other and winking, and the people, they don't want him. Let's do it. Let's put him in. Stupid. Did he get rid of any of those illegals? Did he do anything for you? No, but he's going to do a plenty for the people that put him there, and it ain't you and I. We were just the idiot.
Yeah,
we're just the goyim that went out and did that pushed the button. I wasn't. Go ahead.
I put a bullet in Lavoie's head, and they probably tried to kill Bundy. I don't know. They probably didn't have a good shot, but yeah, you know, there's been murders, and that was all put on the back burner. No mention it. This guy hasn't mentioned one word about people getting killed.
And he's not gonna. No. What they want to do is, I mean, it's like with all the sex scandal and shit. We've told you this from the beginning. They all have something on each other. That's how they stay in power. You know, if somebody's gonna, that's why you're seeing, oh, this guy gets screwed today. Oh, they screwed back today. They screwed back today. They're all telling on each other. That was always what kept them in power. You don't tell on me. I don't tell on you. And now it's come to the point to where we're going to tell, and we're going to tell back and forth, and we're going to make you be the bad guy, and then we're going to get this shit back. That's all there is to this, people. And as far as the common man, you're going to keep working, paying taxes, and we're going to keep getting big checks in the mail from the BLM. and from the Forest Service because, well, hey, we run it now again.
400,000 acres, man. That's a lot of acres, baby.
That's nothing compared to what they claim. Well, you know, that's the thing. This guy ain't saying they can't own property. He ain't saying shit. He's just saying that, you know, there's some problems in the agency. Not that the agency is the problem, that it cannot exist.
Yeah, right.
We have to, if there is any agency, any level of government, we have taken an oath to defend the Constitution of both the United States and the Constitution of the state of Washington, and this impacts all of...
And this guy is sitting there up in Washington while they're passing these goddamn illegal gun laws. I mean, all this legal shit, and handing it over to the Chinese, he's in on that too. Because I'll tell you, Seattle's owned by the goddamn Chinese. And this thing of Trump bringing the Chinese in here to merge with this goddamn country, he's in on that too. But it has to be that they're the ones that are going to be in control. What it comes down to is that they were looking at the international communists putting a bullet in their goddamn head and taking everything they got too. But they don't want to be rid of it all and everybody back, you know, have the Bill of Rights and the common law back and our courts back. No. They just want to remove the threat to them. That is the communists. And we're supposed to go out there and kill them for them so we can come back and be their goddamn slaves.
All Americans, that this behavior in a federal agency was potentially tolerated, was potentially covered up, was potentially trying to be hidden from the American people. And this, at the very least, warrants an investigation. I believe, you know, special agent...
An investigation. It warrants an uprising of what's happened to you and I, but to them, it's an event. You know, get it straightened back around for them.
Wooten had done this and come forward as a whistleblower because he believes in America. And if his statements in here are accurate and correct, then there needs to be people fired from the BLM and prosecuted from the BLM. And also, potentially, if exculpatory evidence...
Fired. Sorry. People need to be fired, Mark. You see, people need to be fired. We need to, you know, be prosecuted in the BLM. Not get rid of the BLM because it can't exist because it's a running violation of the People's Bill of Rights because you cannot create policy that violates our rights upon the land, which is exactly what the BLM, you can't take control of it over away from us. You're not managing it. You're taking control of it. And that is the difference. And they can't even manage it. We never gave no consent for that. Back to this charlatan.
Evidence was withheld. Potentially from the prosecutor's office, but that's for somebody else to evaluate, not me. My job is to bring this to the public and to make sure that we follow up on this with all the power that we have to ensure an accurate investigation is done at the congressional level and also by Secretary Zinke and the Department of Interior.
Has Secretary Zinke been informed of any of this? Do you know?
I do not know if he has been informed of any of this. I, again, suspect that he's probably going to be blindsided by this.
Blindsided. They don't know nothing. None of this shit that's going on. They don't know about it, guys. Shh, wink, wink, nod, nod.
He wants to bring this to the attention of the Congress. Why don't you try talking about Lavoie Finnegan a little bit, you asshole? I mean, people were killed over this thing.
It all comes down to the uranium, Mark. You're right. But that's not what they want, because they want to sell the uranium, don't you see? They want to mine it. It's just you and me that has to be, we're just pawns in this game that they're playing. They want to take the goddamn wealth of the land, and they want to be in control instead of the international communists. Six of one, a dozen of another, I don't know.
Because it's very clear as you read this document that Special Agent Wooten is saying that there was information being withheld or intentionally kept compartmentalized. So I would suspect that would mean from superiors, but I don't know. Again, that would be total speculation. But I suspect that he is going to watch this video, and I know that he has a heart for doing the right thing. So
see, he has a heart for doing the right thing is to put the Masonic Dirty Church cabal back in control. These people are our enemies. Make no mistake about it, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Till then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming right up behind us here. And, man, I mean, don't fall for this shit. Just think back, man. That's all you got to do. Just think back to when they had control. And you can see what happened. And all they don't give a shit about you and me. They don't care if we live or die. They don't care if we starve to death. They don't give a shit about our children. They care about themselves and their industry. And that is it. And that is the word from the trenches.
Yeah. administration than I have ever faced.